parcel number 2016-25. And this is a...
It's supposed to be in person, although their application is not marked, either one.
I spoke to Linda a week or so ago, and they're out of town, I believe, if I remember correctly.
What, to give you a cell number or something then?
Their phone number, you can call them and...
Okay.
Give you a little history whenever you want it.
Yeah. Would love some.
You want it now or after you call them? Or?
You can give us your side of the story.
Okay. This is, there's two parcel numbers, one that ends in a 2 and one ends in a 3. And let's see, they've presented the 3, but I have a correction for both parcels. The one they did not submit is 298 acres, and there's a nice shop building, big building on that parcel that we had an error on with their house, which is the parcel they appealed to 003. So I've got work cards here. My recommendation is to change both of them to get them in order. The original problem that they brought to me was their house, which is a big nice house, in error. It's got two dormers on it, and in error we assumed at whatever point that there was an upper floor, but there is only a single floor and a basement. And so we had them assessed too high, had them assessed for a upper level that wasn't there. There were two dormers you can see right there. So they had them on with an upper level, which there is not. So we have taken that level off, moved the garage to the other parcel that ends in 002, which brings us up to the order.
So what's the current valuation at now, excluding the land? Because we're not looking at the land right now, right? Just the house?
Well, I'm asking to change both of them, to correct both parcels to...
So both parcels together are 641, 416?
No, that's...
This here's the house, and the land of the house is the one.
And we have to make adjustments by parcel numbers.
Right. We've got the number that's on the deal, 003, which by recommendation, that value should go to...
Why would this not be under court order with erroneous assessment?
We could do that, I reckon.
But you've got a letter from the taxpayer. Have you read that letter?
That'd be done one way or another.
It was up on the screen. We wouldn't be changing classification. Right.
I'm just saying we have an appeal. I have to either, the test to either be denied.
Well, this is after contacting Chuck Pennell, we were advised to submit this appeal to the Board of Equalization, so they were advised to do that. And Danny and Mike, what do you guys think?
I can bring it to you at the end of the BOE, but the 003... should be lowered to 641, 416, which will include the garage and the house without that extra floor being built to it.
641, you got it at 646, 907.
Hmm. I'm showing 647,317.
But it didn't have the garage on there. We've added the garage and taken off the floor that was assessed in error. So we're asking that this parcel that you're looking at, the value be reduced to 641,416.
How'd it go from the 701,615 to the 646,907?
What's that?
2015, it was at 701,615, and went down to 646,907. How did it do that?
That is where they'd already taken that floor off as a what we call discovery. But after that, we found that the garage was not on there.
So the 641 is with the garage and the home?
With the garage on there and with the floor taken off.
Chuck, you just said that the 643,407 is with the floor off, but they didn't know about the garage yet. So you're taking down another 2,000 by adding the garage? And can those be changed without coming before the commission with the portal?
There is a provision for discovery, and that's what we had planned to do. You got a good question.
Coming to us with this property, but it's already been adjusted according to what that says. Is that the way? Am I missing something?
This top section up here, that's 2017 values. That's not the values at it right now. But right here is the 2016 values.
And it's already been adjusted from the 20.
This here's the 2015.
We took the house off. I'm sorry, the extra floor off of the house to get that number. And we thought we were done with it until we found that the garage was on there as well.
So if the garage.
So the garage lowered the value of the property.
I say so.
Exactly. I apologize. I better ask you to table this and let me get my ducks in a row and come back to you tomorrow if I could.
Yeah, we can move on. It's fine with me.
You got the taller chair.
Huh?
You got the taller chair.
Uh-huh.
Is that by design?
Uh-huh.
I guess next is 20.
Give you one of the short ones. What was that to trade?
No. 2016-26.
Yeah. And overvalued purchase price is $2,000 for the land. Cost of subsequent improvements $28,000 for the trailer, which was in 1994.
Okay. I've got a question for you before we get too far along. Don't we owe Danny and them a call to tell them that we've tabled this? They're going to be expecting.
They might be, yes. That'd probably be a good plan.
Let's call them, Mike, and tell them that we've tabled this to review, and then we can take it up. Did you want to wait till tomorrow, or did you want to wait till?
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and call him, Danny, or Mike.
Thank you. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 41733704 48 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mr. Brown, this is Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization, and we are looking at your property on 4279 U.S. Highway 160, and we are going to table it for review, and we'll get back to it. Thank you.
I think I've got my ducks in a row here. The 003 that they appealed is at 647-317. Does not have the garage on it, which it should not have the garage on it, because the garage is on the big 300-acre parcel. And so my recommendation would be for you to deny that one, because that's what the value is, 647-317. We've got the extra floor taken off by way of discovery. And the correction we need to make is on the 002, which has the garage added to the 298 acres.
30
days, and I can present that with the rest of those corrections that we'll have at the end of the OE.
Wesley, go back to the previous. So now,
the in 2015,
right.
Brandon, and you had a good question, but in 2015 the garage was on there.
Okay.
And so the garage is off of there in 16.
Okay.
And we also adjusted that extra floor off of there. So that's why the value went down that.
Okay. So then.
By $1,000.
So the 2016 garage is not there.
Correct.
And floor is off.
Correct.
So then why are we raising it to 647-317?
Is that not what they appealed?
Well, that's what they appealed, because they've obviously gotten a new.
The number on the agenda here says 647-317.
So it's been a change from 16 to 17. I mean, do we need to deny, or do we need to lower it to that 646-907 that they were taxed 2016 value? I mean, it's minimal, but it's reassessment. It's not a reassessment here. So I don't know that we can. I guess I'm trying to figure out why the numbers aren't matching.
Well, no, the number I've got in my Ulrich program is the 647-317, which is on the agenda.
Which is 2017 value?
16 value.
Where does that information come from then?
Well, I'm looking.
Is it that in agriculture? Because we don't have a total.
We got that. Oh, you don't have ag in there?
Okay.
We don't have
that's,
a total.
So that's where
total
the
residence.
So that's where 647-317 comes from?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Because when you get to the total assessed of the 960, and that's what Ulrich is showing.
And we do have the 122-960 for the total assessed.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't
I didn't
have
see
all
that.
The
yeah.
map
yep.
on the screen.
Well, but. Okay, I see it now. Okay.
Yep. I'm comfortable that that's correct. So
move to deny 2016-25.
Yep.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I will communicate with them.